We're going to carry the daf and set this chun daf mem. We're going to give him on the day. He's going to test the mask with the words of the Gemara. Yochid, that's the case. Ma'ir chatzis l'shmin nezerach. This is all in discussion of Rav Huna's teaching. That even though generally cannot place the Dabashin Shaloi, when you do ma'is, you could. So the Gemara asks from the price of the Gemara Chatois, it should have been forbidden. So it's like Afra Dalma. So that the Rav Papa answered, oh, where he's doing only one simon. So he said, yeah, but even so. So then the Gemara says, oh, ultimately it's the Gemara. He only wanted to do it with the end. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, so then why are you saying Chatzis, which the Gemara explained in Chatzis Oliv, as the Dirma Maschel Teis is going, Lashmin Zevach, then you should say a carbon. Which, there's two different interpretations of Rashi. It says, L'pir Shein Nishab HaKudosh, according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that the question of the Gemara is specific according to Rav Huna, because according to the first version, it's a general question, that from the Braisa said Chatzis, that, oh, the halacha is specifically by chatas. And the reason is because, you know, what the Bryson means to say is that even though you started doing for the Zohar, it still doesn't remove the shame of kashim, but if you'll b'chav v'shakit b'chutz. And then we're saying, oh, that's why it's chatas, because the kodes kehanim, the Bible doesn't have a portion, comes out it's not his, and therefore doesn't make a forbidden right away with a ma'isa kotten. So a big ma'isa zvichot, it's a big ma'isa, then it's considered like, that he can make a forbidden as a b'chutz Zohar, which is not the case. If you're talking about shlamim, which belongs to the Bailam, he can make a forbidden even a ma'isa kotten. Comes out at the beginning, it would be a b'chutz kum, then it wouldn't be chay b'kachim, it wouldn't be kachim anymore to be chay b'chutz. So from that dig, the Gemara is saying, well, wait a second, that sounds kind of like Rav Huna holds that even when a ma'isa kotten, the person could make forbidden something that's not his. So that's what he says. According to this second shot, that the Rav Huna parah, but the question is specifically according to Rav Huna, that is, the ain't the ma'isa dam shenish lo'i, that if a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, even with a small ma'isa, that, oh, also Shabbat, that would make sense. Not Chatzos, not Bukeshlom, Shem Shaloi, excluding Shalom, which is his, where that's the question on him, not like Rav Huna, who says Chatzos should be the same Shalom. So it's Tosfos, it's Tosfos, what you have to say is, the Sabah Hashtag that the Gemara on this holds right now, the Asik Rebbe Zeglili, that, like Rebbe Zeglili, the moment that he says, Kachem Kal Mom and Bayon name, and therefore that's the difference. Shalom, you could make it us right away versus Chatzos, which is not yours. Because Rabbanon lechashav shum zevach shalom. According to Rabbanon, no carbon is considered the person's, the bowels. Because the mukhav zevachim like zavah zevachim perik basdap kubi dal manal. The problem the Gemara has bishlam midrayve. I can understand sadamai shikdisha l'beseber other way sanctified in you. Then it's sadamized. And the mukhav never had from meshkachas law. Ah, what are you going to do when it was set aside from the zara worship? What are you going to say? How in other ois davar shalom shalom? A person cannot make something that's not his forbidden. Meshan the Gemara answer because you can't leave it like lili. Where oh, you can make it problematic because it's still considered as his own. Now, but mashma some the rabbanon in the miyocholasa, but the kund rabbanon that you can't make something that's not yours forbidden. That it's specifically according to once it was makdish, it's not his anymore. So he can't even if he were to do something, he wouldn't be able to make it forbidden. So therefore, the gemara that's holding that shlam you could make because it's yours, obviously, like basically. But since there's miyocholasa appears here, but it's difficult according to this interpretation because the b'samak parach. Because if you hold that this pshat in the Gemara, later on the Gemara asks, may he brace the Gemara from this brother of Nachman. No matter that he says, "Einon ma'aser davar shenish lo," you can't make what's not yours forbidden. The Gemara asks, "Oh, from this brace, because the daik the Gemara is medayik, the kmin b'chata so oiv." The fact that the Gemara explains that specifically b'chata so oiv sounds like that. Oh, time of the chata so oiv, avasev b'chachaloi, but some other carbon that you wouldn't say that. And that's difficult on Rav Nachman because in fact you say chatzos oiv, obviously because a person could make ayis davar shenish lo'i, and by behemoth when you slaughter one simon becomes forbidden, so it shouldn't be chavish chid b'chutz. Says Tosfos, my question, what's the Gemara asking? But took mashab b'chatzos behemoth. What do you mean? You could explain it that it's talking about by chatzos of a behemoth, and since a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, it doesn't become forbidden until he finishes the shechita. And don't say, oh, if it's by every animal, then why are you picking specifically chatas? Oh, but not chatas, I'll tell you why it's chatas. I'll put a shlamim. To exclude shlamim, like we just said. Because shlamim belongs to the Bailam. And that it could be forbidden right away. And so says Tosfos, okay, v'shema mitzchila nichale b'chatas behema. Maybe initially, the Gemara was pleased to explain the b'chatas behema. Kol kama to l'asik adayit yishnuri d'chatas oib b'chatas k'an apogum. That until they didn't entertain to say it's talking about a bird chatzis, that half of the trachea was already cut. And Makshin understood that it was difficult for them to explain this specifically, if not behemoth. So the Gemara had to, we had to explain that he's saying Bikmar Zavich on the Oivta, so that if that's the case, it would be even by Behema also. So at the end, the Gemara comes out, they're talking about this case of Oiv Chatzikon Apogim, that, okay, then it's enough to, that little bit to supplement it, to be Chayv three Chatos at one shot. But since the Makshim didn't hold like this, so we'd rather prefer it by Behema. But at the end, it was more logical that it's going to be Tumah Chatos Oiv. And that the reason is because the Ibachatz Behema, Tumachatz Behema, but Hakkar Chatzah said, oh, you're going to say, oh, you know why Pekhatz Lapuga Shlam takes good Shlamim, like Tesh was pointing out in the beginning. No, they didn't have a little Mikr Oila, but then they should have picked Oila. Oila is also a case that is a type of Kachik Hajjan that's not his like Chatzah. So why are you picking Chatzah? I'm going to say a case of Oiv, which that the Halacha is specific Chatzah, like not Oila's Oiv, with the difference in how many pipes you have to cut. Because the way Rashi explains the same idea.
Next, this master to begin with the word the Gemara lahabe chatas to yufte. Then the chatas would not have refuted him because you could say that my ma'isa would be an action ma'isa rabba. So if he would have said that, then the question of him chatas wouldn't have been difficult in him because we would have said that it's only when you finish it, not like he's saying with the ma'isa kaldu. But says Tosfos Tema, it's a wonder the pierce rishon because you quote Rashi's first pshat shalei lahakshel Rav Huna. That the question is not really on Rav Huna. The question is from the brisa itself. Medaktik lashminon. So, what do you mean? Inherently, we have to infer that we want to know that Zevach, why doesn't it say Zevach? And Simkin, if that's the case, how could you say that's large action? That's what we say. From the fact that it says Chatas, that supports Rav Huna, the Maaser Kaldu, that it's a small amount. Because if it was referring to a large amount, then why would you pick specifically Chatas, which infers Chatas Aleiv? You could just say Zevach, which means even a regular animal. Why would you pick Chatas and not Zevach? Sounds like because of Malikas Aleiv. But Zevach Behema then not. So it says, Rishtem Yishlem, maybe you could say, Dohadanak et Chatas. No, maybe the Gemara would hold that the reason why the Bryce said Chatas, Lashmin, is to tell you something else. The Avagav, the Khan Leli Kapar, even though the owner acquires it for atonement, you would say maybe it's his, and they can make it aser. No, it's not considered like his la'isra to make it forbidden, but ma'isa called with a small ma'isa, and you would need the ma'isa rab. Therefore, so although in the Gemara understood that chatas v'lei zavach is to tell you dafka chatas that you have malikas chatas aiv, on that Tosfos says, the Rabbah does not hold like that. And he's saying that the Braisa says chatas to say that even though he requires it for kapara, it's not like his to make it aser with a ma'isa called. Next is Master begin with the words of Gemara, but Nachman, Rambam, Rabbi Yitzchok, Amri, they all say, "Ein od ma'isa dabe shenish loy." Person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, even with a ma'isa. Now, Pesach Zavod Zor, Perkei B'Shmol, Nav Nadal Menav, Amilsa de Ula, Dil El. On this teaching of Ula that the Gemara mentioned before, the Amalur of Nachman says to him, Amalur le Ula, tell Ula, who he was saying this teaching, for Artigma Rav Huna l'shmaitach b'bavl. Rav Huna already said what you're saying in Bavl, as the Gemara here connects the two of them. So it says, Tayshalamishim nesavik Rav Huna. It's not because Rav Nachman was like Rav Huna, because he's explicitly, as the Divan Maschalei Taisus is disagreeing with him, El Klemo, what it means to say is, Lo Hidatanu Shem Chiddush, he's not telling anything new. Shekvar Hashmein is that Rav Huna already told us this halacha. Now, Benen says, Taisus, we're going to say, but what do you do with the story now? What is that of Nanzayin Menem Beis? The Ola, Ibit Kechavim Lechanusa, a non-Jew, idol worshiper, came into the store, Vavachamer B'davla, there was wine in the ladle, Shadav Ibit Kechavim Yadav B'Shechshech Bey, so the non-Jew came along, and he swished his hand in it. Which generally that makes it yai nesach. Was the mar the chamra? So the owner of the wine came along, v'shakli b'rischei, and he took it in his anger, v'shak b'rischei v'shad ledana, and then he threw it into the barrel. So for kizin hasan, the gears over there is ikla Rav Nachman b'chuz. Rav Nachman came to b'chuz. But asher b'ana, he made it forbidden to have benefit because of the yai nesach. I mean that because. And in other words, the non-Jew went and mixed his hand in the wine, and he asked the seller, that's not wine, and his anger, he threw the wine into the barrel. So Rava permitted to sell this wine to the non-Jew, even though he had mixed his hand in, because he didn't do it deliberately. But the gears over there is that when Rav Nachman came, he said, oh, the wine's forbidden to have a non, not like Rava. So you see, and the Gemara even says it over there, Rava ultimately agreed to Rav Nachman. So the question is, but Vamai asked you, why do you make it forbidden? But the non-Jew can't make something that's not his forbidden, as Yain Nesach. But says the Gemara, L'maskana, the Gemara, according to the Maskana that the Gemara says later on the next Daf, next Amid, Afilman, the Ma'isa Adon Dabba Shen Shalai. The even according to one who says that you can make something forbidden that's not yours, Hanimila B'Kachavim, that's only by a non-Jew, but not a Jew, so Rav Nachman Matzi Sabakitanikama, So if Nachman could like the time to come, and Nicha, that would make sense that yes, he holds that you cannot make it forbidden as a Jew, but a non-Jew could. But according to what the Gemara originally assumed, the Oster of Nachman, that Rav Nachman is not like that, that actually that he's like Rabbi Yehuda, but like a Tanakama, so then Kasha, then yeah, then definitely it's difficult that why would Rav Nachman say it's forbidden if the great Mashach Shech, if according to that opinion, no one can make it forbidden.